I had the privilege to interview food writer and professional Sichuan cook Fuchsia Dunlop from England for a writing assignment last week. And here is a part of the interview about her new cookbook, Every Grain of Rice.
Every Grain of Rice is a book of sort of healthy, easy, and I hope really delicious Chinese recipes in which vegetables are at the forefront. So I'm hoping to kind of inspire people. And sustainable and economical way to live. The traditional diet is really based on grains and vegetables, whether it's meat or fish, to add relish and flavour. And so the Chinese are brilliant at sort of making vegetables taste incredible, using little bits of meat and fish, or by using umami-rich ingredients. Like black beans, like soy sauce, like fermented tofu, to make vegetables taste sensational. So, I mean, partly it's a book just of sort of fun and delicious and appealing recipes, I hope, but also for people who are trying to eat more healthily, trying to eat a bit less meat. I think the Chinese diet offers a way of doing that without sacrificing any pleasure.
Right. Would this be more of a Sichuan or just Chinese in general?
Well, it's sort of recipes mostly from the regions that I know best. So mm-hmm. Sichuan, a few from Hunan, some from the southern Yangtze region, and, you know, a few from other places. But it's a very personal selection of recipes that I think work well for the home cook.
Now, do you have a favorite recipe in that book?
My favorite recipe, you know, of all time anywhere is Yuxiang Qieze, fish fragrant eggplants. Mm-hmm. That's a Sichuanese classic, mm-hmm. so that's probably my favorite in the book.
Right.
But I also really like the twice cooked chards, and also the noodle dishes. There are some very easy noodle dishes that I really enjoy making.
Mm-hmm. How do you get started writing cookbooks?
Well, I'd always kept sort of travel diaries, and I'd always just written about food for fun in my diary.
Uh-huh.
And recipes since childhood, really. And then when I went to live and study in Chengdu, mm-hmm. the food was just so incredible that I wanted to learn about it. So I started, you know, taking informal lessons in restaurant kitchens and from friends, and then ended up going to the Sichuan Institute of Higher Cuisine. And I can't remember when I decided I wanted to write a book, but it sort of grew out of my own interest and pleasure in Sichuanese cookery.
You were the first Westerner at the Institute. How do you have this thought? What came about that makes you want to go to China?
Well, I was interested in China because of the job I was doing. I was sub-editing news reports about Asia-Pacific region, and especially China.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to China on holiday just for fun, and I was completely fascinated. And so I started learning Mandarin in evening classes, and then I decided I wanted to live there, so I applied for a scholarship. So it just sort of grew gradually like that.
That's awesome. Now, when we mention Chinese food here in Middle America, which is outside of New York City, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, it is usually a takeout place or the all-you-can-eat place or a P.F. Chang. So how would you describe the difference between authentic Chinese food, for example, Sichuan, and the takeout food to an American, a Middle American?
You know, Chinese food is so very diverse, and the kind of classic takeout menu is quite limited. So you just see a really very tiny tip of the iceberg of Chinese cooking. So, you know, from your average American takeout menu, you probably wouldn't have any idea about the size of China and all its regional cuisines, including the amazing Sichuanese cuisine. Mm-hmm. And I suppose also, I think that it's certainly the case in England and probably in America that Chinese food was one of the earliest kind of, East Asian cuisines that was being, the restaurants popping up in the West. And I think that Chinese food in America kind of took shape when people were maybe, the mainstream of Americans were maybe less ready to accept authentic mm-hmm. Chinese cooking.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that now people are very open and interested, certainly in, the more cosmopolitan people, interested in authentic Chinese cooking. And I think the takeout maybe is, it's something that hasn't really kept pace with people's expectations. And the other thing, of course, is that, I think that the sort of classic, Chinese takeout menu, there's a lot of deep fried food, sometimes food colorings, and often very sort of sweet and salty tastes. And, that's just one aspect of Chinese cooking. And, you don't get in a normal takeout the kind of sort of light, healthy, delicious Chinese cooking that I'm talking about in every grain of rice, which is actually the kind of food that most Chinese people eat every day.
Now, what one, must-have food, for example, if a foreigner were to go to Sichuan or anywhere in China, if they were to come to you and say, okay, tell me what one must-eat food that I should eat when I go there, what would that be?
In Sichuan? Do you mean in Sichuan?
That's correct.
Oh, well, of course I'm going to say fish fragrant eggplant. Oh, gosh, you know what? It's difficult to say because there are so many amazing things to eat in Sichuan.
Mm-hmm.
I would say zhong shui jiao, the zhong boiled dumplings in spicy sauce. Everyone loves those.
Mm-hmm.
I would say you've got to try a fish fragrant dish, yu xiang wei, whether it's mm-hmm. the eggplant, the pork or something. That flavour is really Sichuan. And you've also got to try something mala, numbing and hot. So maybe a hot pot, maybe the ladziji, the chicken in a pile of chili. So the yuxiang fish fragrant is a gentle sort of heat and a very complex flavour. And the mala is more sort of bold and hot and spicy and thrilling.
What was the hardest thing for you when you first went to China?
The hard thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's just that at that time, China was relatively cut off from the outside world. So when I went there, there wasn't really any email. It was too expensive to call home. And there were very few places in the city, I was in Chengdu, where you could actually make international phone calls. So it was, I think it was just difficult being totally cut off from family and friends.
What is your advice for first-time traveler to China?
To see some beautiful countryside.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, everyone going to China, they want to see the Forbidden City, the great sights of China.
Mm-hmm.
But, the countryside in some of the remote places is so beautiful, and it's and also just to eat as much local food as possible, try as many things as possible.
What do you see the next big trend in food and cooking in general?
Obviously I have a sort of China bias, but I can see that, the Western world and Western chefs are getting more and more interested in Chinese cuisine, which has not been very well known in the West. So mm-hmm. I would imagine that would go on growing. And also there's a sort of great interest now in the West in fermentation and in these wonderful fermented foods, pickled vegetables. And that's something in which, China's incredibly rich in pickles and preserves and fermented foods. So I would think that people in the West would get more interested and more knowledgeable about that side.